Vincent van Gogh's famous Starry Night painting depicts a beautiful nighttime scene. The sky is a mix of blue and white swirls as a backdrop to yellow stars and a bright moon. Below the sky is a sleeping village, unaware of the beauty above them. Isn't art simply beautiful? Vincent van Gogh, a man who saw beauty. While many of you know the painting, not many of you know that it was painted from his room in a psychiatric hospital, that this world-renowned artist suffered from bipolar disorder. But he was so much more than the prevailing stigma. He is known not for his struggles, but for his art. Mental illness is often portrayed in a negative light through fear and judgment. But what about all of the strong people who have lived through it and defined themselves by something completely different, as a warrior? Mental illness is all around us, and yet we so very often have no idea. Culture shapes and molds people by what is on TV, what is on the news, what is in movies or newspapers. And this affects how we relate to each other and how we understand each other. It dictates who in society we deem as unsafe or scary or unstable. It is this culture that skews our vision of mental health, that portrays people suffering from schizophrenia as dangerous or people with bipolar as remarkably unstable. Society judges mental illness by misconceptions, focusing on the negatives rather than the strengths. My husband and I sat watching a movie one night over popcorn and ice cream. It was a relatively engaging movie, and I was hooked, until a mental health diagnosis was made, and what seemed to be inevitable happened. The character receiving the mental illness diagnosis was portrayed as dangerous. The scene is a quick one, but it is a powerful one. The camera flips between two different locations, the main character Donnie in his bathroom, and Donnie's parents in a psychiatric office. The psychiatrist diagnoses Donnie with schizophrenia. As the psychiatrist tells the parents about the diagnosis, the scene switches to show Donnie in the bathroom with a knife trying to stab a hallucination in the shape of a bunny. When Donnie's parents are given the news of their son's diagnosis, the camera features Donnie's violent actions. And we wonder why the public's view of mental illness is skewed. Why people associate mental illness with fear. Why fear triumphs over love. This movie depicts mental illness in an extremely negative light. Parallel to the diagnosis is an unnecessary and violent act that strongly suggests schizophrenia is a dangerous illness. These scenes are everywhere in fictional movies and the news. Scenes that equate mental illness with violence permeate our culture in so many painful ways. Ways that lead to deep stigma and shame. I want you to think about what comes to mind when you hear the word schizophrenia, bipolar, depression. What vision comes to mind? The news often depicts those struggling through acts of violence. Yes, people with mental illness are the perpetrators of crime, but they are far more often the victims of crime. When I hear the newscasters describe the perpetrator as having mental illness, I think, ah, this is going to feed the cycle of stigma. And what is stigma? Untrue assumptions. When something a person is associated unfairly and untruly as being bad. This holds true with mental illness. And yet, like our example with young Donnie, so many visions are unfair and untrue, and this shapes the way people are treated. I parallel the depiction of Donnie and his dagger with the picture of another real young woman suffering from several mental illness diagnoses, including schizophrenia. This woman has been in and out of mental hospitals since high school. Medication, therapy, hospitalizations. We'll call this woman Lauren. I met Lauren 5 years ago. She is a sister of a dear friend, and I carry her strength and story with me. Lauren has never held a knife to anyone, has never harmed anyone, has never threatened, and hardly ever even spoken ill of anyone. And Lauren suffers from schizophrenia. Knowing Lauren and not her diagnosis, no one would be scared that she would harm anyone. Knowing the diagnosis and not knowing Lauren, many people would be frightened. So I run this story, this vision of mental illness, alongside other visions we'll talk about today. Lauren's story will show how strength, courage, and overcoming. This is a story of deep love. And it emphasizes the need of so many to hide. When people are ashamed to admit that they are suffering with mental illness, like Lauren, it becomes a secret. And mental illness should never be a secret. There is nothing to be ashamed of. But there is everything to be worried about if a sick person is too ashamed to get help and heal. Lauren didn't receive help for many years because she faced such damaging stigma. She suffered in silence until she was forced into a hospital after a suicide attempt. But the story continues. With help, those who suffer can live healthy, productive lives. Just like many physical illnesses, many of those suffering may need to be on a regular medication schedule. And like other physical illnesses, if this regimen is not followed, the illness may come back. Just like other physical illnesses, those in recovery and committed to recovery can live meaningful, productive lives. Let's return to Lauren. Lauren graduated from high school and went on to receive her master's degree. She formed a career and met her husband. She lives in a beautiful apartment and is self-sufficient in so many ways. May this be a reminder that so many people with mental illness are strong, are lovable, are capable. Know that so many of those surrounding each one of you are affected by a mental illness, if not with a personal story, then through the story of a loved one. There is no need for shame. It is an illness. And 1 in 5 adults has suffered from mental illness. 1 in 5. My dream, the dream of so many, is to live in a society where those who suffer from bipolar disorder can talk about their mania and depression in the same way those suffering from arthritis can talk about the pain in their joints. Why is joint inflammation okay to talk about, but the brain of someone with bipolar disorder is not? Because of the skewed vision. Because of stigma. A common misconception is that thoughts had by people who suffer with mental illness are just that, thoughts. But symptoms are not thoughts, they are truths. Not thinking, knowing. Just like people with diabetes don't think they are fatigued, they know it. Not thought, truth. People with depression don't think they can't get out of bed, they know it. Not thought, truth. People with obsessive compulsive disorder don't think the kitchen will burn down if they don't check the oven repeatedly. They know it. Not thought. Truth. Lauren had some scary thoughts, some scary truths. She thought people knew what she was thinking. And it was scary for Lauren. And it was all reality to her. The other day at work I had a headache. Ah, what a pain. I went on a desperate search for some Tylenol, and I knew it hurt. I wasn't making that up. The same with Lauren and her symptoms. She knew she was scared. She wasn't making it up. We can't talk about mental illness or mental health without talking about language. Language has real power. Misusing language can minimize the true pain that comes with having mental illness. It turns a truly painful disease into a joke. And unfortunately, this is so common. But I think with awareness, we can fight this misuse of language together. So when I hear something like, I'm always cleaning the house, I'm so OCD, I hear a painful illness made into a joke and the pain of serious illness diminished. Lauren once went to Thanksgiving dinner with her then boyfriend. The family tossed around the word schizophrenia as being synonymous with danger, and Lauren never felt safe telling them her diagnosis. We also need to touch upon death. Suicide is deadly, and thus mental illness can be deadly. People suffer, people die. Suicide isn't a weakness, it is a tragedy. Just as someone with diabetes can die from their disease, people with mental illness can die from suicide. This is so scary. And this is one reason it is so important to get help and to encourage loved ones to get help. People with mental illness need help, not because they are a danger to society, but because mental illness hurts. People are suffering. And with help, people can get better. Mental illness can be chronic, but mental illness can be treated, and people can live productive, happy lives. And yet we don't see this. But I guarantee you, there are some people surviving mental illness in this very room that no one may even know about. While mental illness can be an obvious disease at times, mental illness can also be hidden. Hidden by those who are suffering, and hidden by those who are healing. Lauren needs help. There have been times she has had to take off work so that she can take care of herself. There are times she has needed to check into a hospital for a while or change her medication, but she keeps going. There are so many beautiful people living with mental illness. These are some strong people. Some of the strongest people in society are survivors of mental illness. Strong in faith, strong in family, strong in careers, strong in body and mind. People who have overcome so much to live a beautiful and, yes, at times difficult life. So much beauty. Likewise, some of the strongest people in society have succumbed to suicide. And this is why the fight against stigma, against the skewed vision, is so very important. So that these strong and loving sisters and fathers and cousins and friends can heal and survive and thrive. So many people are not defined by their mental illness. Van Gogh is not his illness. He is a renowned artist whose work has transcended time. Lauren is not her schizophrenia. She holds her master's degree in computer science. She is a wife. She is looking forward to being a mother. There is one story I want to share with you because of a woman I am keeping alive through story. On August 3rd, 2004, a beautiful woman named Nancy Ann Shima died. Nancy was a sister, a mother, a daughter, an aunt, my aunt. Nancy also suffered from bipolar disorder and alcoholism. On August 3rd, 2004, Nancy took her own life. I have so many treasured memories with Nancy. Camping in the woods and swimming in the ocean, birthday parties, and so many jokes. Nancy was a mom to two beautiful girls. She loved Twizzlers and Captain Crunch cereal and suffered from bipolar disorder and suffered from alcoholism. And she faced stigma and had a lot of trouble reaching out for help. This stigma led her to feel abandoned, and it all became too much, and she took her own life. I owe it to this beautiful, smart, funny, courageous woman not to let her life or death have been in vain. I know in her so much strength, and I know in her so much pain. So much pain she couldn't live anymore. And this loss of life affected so many. Her four sisters, her two daughters, her parents, her nieces and nephews, her friends, even though she only knew in passing, because that woman had such a big heart and lived in a constant state of laughter. This death tore the members of my family apart. But my mom has become an advocate. I have become an advocate. Nancy's story has changed the lives of people she never met. I have taken it upon myself to share this story whenever I can, so that people realize the realities of mental illness, so that people realize that those who are calling for help need to be listened to show the danger of stigma, the danger of untreated mental illness, and to show that even the best of us can be affected. I love my sweet aunt so very, very much. And through her death, our family works to help others survive. When I need help, I pray to Nancy. I know she is listening to all of our prayers. If times are rough and you need someone to talk to, I invite you to talk to Nancy. She's listening and she understands. Our vision is skewed. Often, people with mental illness are depicted as unstable and/or dangerous, incapable of living a happy and productive life. But this is so far from the truth and so very damaging. We are called as Unitarian Universalists to live by our principles. This means we need to see the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Every person. To see those struggling as beacons of strength and so deserving of love and support. By adjusting our vision, we see more love in the world, more truth, and we honor those struggling. That is true power. That is true strength. That is true love. That is the true vision of those with mental illness. Lauren is going through a tough time right now and a beautiful time. She has had to work extra hard recently to take care of herself, taking some time off work and attending to many doctor's appointments. And I am so proud of her for that. As I write this, Lauren is on a vacation with her husband. Things are tough, but she is a fighter. Things are tough, but she lives a blessed life. And you. There are survivors in here. I know it. I am so proud of you. And there are some of you still suffering. There are some of you with loved ones suffering. I see you. You are beautiful. Let us all work together to fight this stigma, to change society's skewed vision of mental illness, so that all of those strong and beautiful people who are struggling and overcoming can be seen for who they really are, as parents, as doctors, as artists, as teachers, as happy, productive members of society. Let us see through the lens of love. May it be so.